for the majority of the people, the new agreement doesn't give any hope for progress or development. On the contrary, Greeks feel utterly disappointed, believing that the new loan will further shrink their economy. Theodoros, 52 years old, is the owner of a traditional coffee shop in Thessaloniki, Greece's second largest city.
The memorandum is a slow death. Just to survive 1 year, and another, and yet another one, and ask for money. The debt was 120 billion, and now it's 300. Which is the help that they are giving us? The shops are closing.
In her early 40s, Despina, a small business owner, agrees. Supporting the EU deal will crush development in the country.
The development will come from where? We hear about development only in the news and commercials. We're trying hard to keep our businesses alive, all of us. I am not the minority. This is what they call development.
Despite their disapproval when it comes to the financial results of the new memorandum, there are many people who believe that there was no alternative for the Greek government other than accepting the agreement. According to a recent poll, the 68% of the voters want Mr. Tsipras to remain the prime minister of the country.
The new deal isn't beneficial for the Greek people, but Mr. Tsipras had to sign it because the country was not prepared to lose the euro currency. He couldn't do anything else. I believe that he is the leader who will defend his people in the future, as he did in the past. And we have to support him today once more, because I don't feel that he betrayed us.
That was Effie, a 46-year-old taxi driver. Theodoros has a different opinion, though. He feels disappointed at the Greek prime minister. According to him, Alexis Tsipras should refuse the agreement.
I was expecting him to say a big no and return to the drachma. In my opinion, then, in 2 years' time, we would be back on track and would not be experiencing the slow death.
Many leftist groups, both within Syriza and outside, it have also objected to what they see as Tsipras' capitulation. Many in the unions are also angry. I met Katerina in a symbolic demonstration against the bailout deal in the central square of Thessaloniki. Katerina is 32 years old and unemployed. She's also a member of an extra-parliamentary left group.
This is probably the worst deal that has ever been voted. What is even worse is that it comes from a government that claims to be on the left. I mean, Syriza calls itself a left-wing party.
Also at the demonstration, Vasilis is a Syriza member. He says that the deal is an absolute defiance of the people's mandate, which was expressed in the recent referendum. And he believes that if the memorandum brings any development, only the richest part of the society will be benefited. But he's not just angry with Tsipras, the leader of the Greek government, but with the Europeans for proposing such harsh terms in the bailout program.
It's the morale of the Greek people they wanted to crush, and this is why they pushed for our government to compromise so much.
Panagiotis Fragidis is similarly angry with the European leaders, and especially Germany. He works for the Social Insurance Fund and is representative of the Civil Servant Syndicate. Mr. Fragidis says that the stance of a section of the European leaders when it comes to Greece is also about sending a strong message to the people of Southern Europe.
They wanted to humiliate Greece, especially after the resounding no in the referendum. I think they wanted to send a message to the other people of Europe who are in a similar situation with Greece.
On Wednesday, strikes, marches and demonstrations were organized both in Thessaloniki and Athens. But despite the action, there is a pervading feeling of hopelessness about the future, as Greeks decide whether to try and tighten their belts and face even harsher measures, or call for another change. Only time will tell if this new deal will be the last one for the country, and if people's trust in the European Union will be restored. For DW, this is Alexia Kaleidze in Thessaloniki, Greece.